The next patient is Carol Pinkston, P-I-N-G-S-T-O-N. First name, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Number one. The patient has a nephrotic syndrome with an excretion of protein of 10 grams per gram of creatinine, which is significant. Period. The kidney biopsy was consistent with a minimal change disease. She was given steroids in the hospital, and when she was released, 20 milligrams of this alprednisone were given. The initial instruction from the discharge plan was 21 days. And the patient stopped the administration of prednisone after 3 weeks of therapy. And for that reason, we think that we had the rebound from 7.9 grams to 10 grams. At this point, we cannot classify this as minimal change with resistance to steroids. We are going to put her back on steroids, 20 milligrams POBID, which is an increase of dose. In view of the presence of the proteinuria and the elevation of the blood sugar, we are going to start Farxiga, 10 milligrams on daily basis, and she will continue to take the Bumex, one milligram alternated to with 2 milligrams every other day. Following number, the patient has a tendency to hyperglycemia that is associated to administration of prednisone. The fasting blood sugar in the latest laboratory workup that was done June 6 of 2024 was 114. Blood sugar will be checked before meals. And we will be in contact with the patient in order to make the adjustments if necessary. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 110 over 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is way out of control. The cholesterol went up to 279 milligrams per cent despite of the administration of rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams at bedtime. We are going to increase the dose to 40 milligrams. Following number, the patient has a uric acid that is 6. Following number, the patient it has a Barrett's esophagus that under therapy. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks, but we are going to be in close contact with the patient in order to make adjustment of the medications when necessary.